As Santa Clara prepares to host the Super Bowl, some in the community say they're too afraid to attend, like Mohammed, who declined to give his last name.
I would prefer to just watch it at home. Nowadays, it's tough to know what's going to happen, like when you step out of your house. So things are just much safer in your house than it is outside.
Some residents don't even want to share their name.
I'm scared for all my people, all my immigrants. Guys, I wish the Super Bowl never came over here. This administration.
Even students working at the Super Bowl, like Mia Kamara, say they have safety concerns.
It's very scary for people because we have already seen people who've gotten shot, people who've gotten killed, and it took literally a white woman to get killed for somebody to say anything. And it's just very sad. I wouldn't be too sure about them arriving because it is a really big event and there's a lot of people who don't like them and a lot of people who will fight back.
Raj Jayadev, an organizer with Silicon Valley Debog, says the community feels an impending sense of harm that goes beyond football, both with the uncertain ICE presence and the homeless street sweeps ahead of the Super Bowl.
From here on the ground, the Super Bowl coming is like a meteor coming to land on your planet. That is just the devastation that happens to local communities when municipalities try to change the city makeup in order to make it look a certain way for their incoming guests. We've seen an uptick of arrests, of sweeps of houseless people, increasing amount of criminalization.
Raj also calls out a disturbing trend happening despite the sanctuary status of Santa Clara County. ICE agents reportedly arresting immigrants who are just getting released from jail.
They have a list of who they want that are in our local jail, and then they look on a publicly accessible website as to when people are being released, and then they will show up at the parking lot of the jail facility and take people. There have been 44 people taken from our jail facility by ICE.
At a press conference against ICE brutality last week, officials sought to ease public anxiety about ICE operations during Super Bowl week. Santa Clara County Sheriff Bob Johnson told the public that reports of an ICE surge are still unconfirmed.
Well, the public information is speculation that ICE is going to be doing activity here during the Super Bowl. But yeah, we do have contingency plans if they show up. If they do show up, that's going to intensify things dramatically because we know, based on recent events, there's going to be more demonstrations, more protests, and again, that's going to task us.
Federal agents routinely deploy personnel to large events from Super Bowls to World Cups to assist with security, human trafficking investigations, and border protection duties. Santa Clara County Supervisor Otto Lee, who has been at the center of this debate locally, acknowledges the public concerns stemming from ICE's violent and sometimes fatal tactics used in other major cities like Minneapolis, Chicago, and LA.
I'm a retired Navy commander. I have served in Iraq for a year in a war zone. The weaponry that's being carried by these ICE agents is what I see in a war zone. The weaponry that they're using is completely not correlated to the safety of the community.
Lee says that's why his priority is public trust and safety.
First responders are ready, willing, and able with extra fire trucks or ambulances, beds in hospitals, right? Those are things that we have to prepare for.
The supervisors recently passed a measure barring federal law enforcement from using county property, including garages and parking lots. Lee says they are not working with ICE.
If you break the law, it doesn't matter if you're ICE or not ICE. If you break the law, it is absolutely our duty and obligation to make sure individuals need to be stopped, and in this case, being arrested.
As security ramps up ahead of the Super Bowl, local officials are attempting to balance a posture of defense with a message of cultural resilience. Supervisor Sylvia Arenas is urging residents to reclaim the narrative, pointing to the intermission performance of Latino global icon and Grammy Award winner Bad Bunny as a symbol of immigrant power that should outshine the fear of immigration enforcement.
Right now, the county has about $12 million that we have invested in our immigrant community. And that means either support services or legal services. And we have the Rapid Response Network already initiating and being responsive to any incidents. So what I think should be the headliner is that there's an artist that is elevating the Latino community and the power of the economic pocket of Latinos. His example is elevating us and elevating the pride that we have collectively in our culture, in our people, in our community.
The Rapid Response Network is coordinating community response, legal support, and a hotline for people to report ICE activity. They're also educating people about their rights. Maryam Arif is the communications director at Siren, a community immigrant rights organization, and a member of the network.
Regardless of your status, we all have rights that are embedded in the U.S. Constitution. If you're approached by ICE, you have the right to remain silent, and you can say, I do not wish to speak with you, or answer their questions, or sign or hand any documents. And that's based on your Fifth Amendment rights under the United States Constitution.
Organizers are planning anti-ICE rallies the entire Super Bowl week and a protest in Santa Clara on Super Bowl Sunday. Despite the apprehension around ICE activity at the Super Bowl, tickets are still selling for up to $18,000 for VIP seats, and the week-long activity is expected to generate roughly $500 million in local economic impact. I'm Annetta Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.